Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Irenaeus, Bishop, Doctor, and Martyr. And coming to you from the United States, we have myself, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, with a preaching I'm calling Some Days. Our first reading today is about the beginning of the Babylonian captivity. From the second book of Kings. In the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came with all his army against Jerusalem and laid siege to it. They built siege works against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine became so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall. The king with all the soldiers fled by night by the way of the gate between the two walls by the king's garden. Though the Chaldeans were all around the city, they went in the direction of Arabah. The army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered, deserting him. Then they captured the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, who passed sentence on him. They slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, then put out the eyes of Zedekiah. They bound him in fetters and took him to Babylon. In the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which was 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every great house he burned down. All the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile the rest of the people who were left in the city, and the deserters who had defected to the king of Babylon. All the rest of the population. But the captain of the guard left some of the poorest people of the land to be vine dressers and tillers of the soil. Thus ends that reading. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. It's quite different. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I do choose, be made clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone. But go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Thus ends the gospel reading. Some days are diamonds and some days are stones. That first reading is tough. And you wonder how many times the people in Jerusalem cried out to God, save us, save us. God never came. And the people were carried off. The king blinded, eventually slaughtered. There'll be no more kings in Judah. But in Matthew, Jesus heals him. He's made clean. Just with a touch, with a word. God can indeed heal us. God has the power to do that, wants to heal us, wants us to be made clean. But for a reason we don't understand, God doesn't take away all our suffering, all our pain. We have days that are very bad, and God lets those be. In the end, the people are brought back from Babylon. They rebuild the city, stands for another 600 years or so, and then is destroyed again. Good days and bad days. But through it all we can say is, blessed be the Lord, and I'm on your side through the good and the bad. But please give me the good if you can, if you will. Heal me, but I'm yours nonetheless.